The following program is proudly supported by the Community Broadcasting Foundation, cbf.com.au.
Stories Under the Stars.
The following story is fictitious. The purpose of this story is to teach important messages, manners, and morals to children in a way many of them will enjoy. Layla Lies. A long time ago, in a village far away, lived a girl named Layla. Layla was a talented girl, and she loved arts and crafts. She could paint astounding paintings and build houses from pop sticks. Her absolute favourite art, though, was drawing. She drew with different sorts of tools, pens, pencils, markers, pastels and crayons, sometimes all in a single artwork. Lots of other kids had seen her artwork and wanted to draw just like Layla, so Layla kindly offered to teach them. On the following Monday, Layla held a great big drawing party with the children of the village in her backyard. She showed them her artworks, as well as her special art tools and stationery, as they all stared in amazement, saying ooh and ah at her amazing collection. She had the light and dark versions of all the colours, a crystal blue to a night sky navy, a bright fire truck red to a deep maroon, and a sunshine yellow to a rich gold, and every colour in between. But she, of course, had one important rule. You can use whatever you want, but you're not allowed to keep it. Layla had spent a long time collecting these colours. She cared about them very much. During her first class, a girl named Sanya brought her own collection of stationery that she used in her art. In her collection, she had these special glittery pens. Layla had never seen anything like them before. She watched as Sanya traced her drawings with the pens, leaving a streak of shiny, shimmery glitter that sparkled in the sunlight. Layla's eyes went wide with excitement. She wanted those glitter pens. Just as she was watching the glitter on Sanya's artwork in amazement, Sanya asked her, "Hey Layla, is it okay if I use your emerald green marker?" "Yes," Layla said, "but make sure to return it when you're done." "Of course," said Sanya, as she ran off in search of the green marker. But Layla was still staring at the glittery artwork. She really wanted those glitter pens. All of a sudden, she grabbed one of Sanya's pens without even thinking. Light blue, because that was the colour she used the most, and tucked it into her pocket. She felt some butterflies in her stomach. She was not used to stealing. Soon after, Sanya came back to her artwork, but never noticed that her blue glitter pen had been taken. Unlike Layla, she rarely used light blue. It was not until dinner time, when all the children had returned home, that Sanya noticed that her blue glitter pen had been taken. "I don't understand. No one asked to use it. I didn't use it," Sanya said worriedly. "We'll look for it tomorrow," said Sanya's mum as she tried to comfort her daughter. The next day, Sanya came over and asked all the kids if they had seen or used her blue glitter pen. Of everyone she asked, no one had seen it. Then she asked Layla, and Layla tried to hide her nervousness. I didn't see it. In fact, I've never seen it, she said quickly. As soon as the words left her mouth, she felt even bigger butterflies in her stomach. She was really not used to lying. Sanya, with a frown on her face, walked to the kitchen to ask Layla's parents if they had found a blue glitter pen after the drawing party on Monday. But instead, she found something very interesting. Hanging on the fridge was a beautiful drawing of the ocean, with streaks of glitter in it. Sanya ran outside with the beautiful ocean artwork and went straight to Layla. Did you draw this? Sanya asked, amazed. Layla looked at the glittery blue drawing with wide eyes. No, no, another lie escaped from Layla's mouth. She could feel those butterflies growing bigger in her stomach. Oh, really? Sanya questioned. No one draws as well as you do, Layla. Please, tell me the truth. Do you have my blue glitter pen? At this point, everyone at the drawing party realized what was going on and was staring at Layla, waiting for an answer. Layla felt like 10,000 butterflies in her stomach were fluttering all at once. Her mouth went dry, her face turned very red and hot with embarrassment. Her eyes filled with tears and she ran inside the house sobbing. Sanya chased her into the house. She never meant to hurt or embarrass Layla. She just wanted to understand why Layla didn't ask for the pen, like Sanya had asked her for the green marker. Sanya, I'm so sorry, Layla said, wiping her tears with one hand and holding the glitter pen with the other hand. She handed the pen to Sanya, who said, It's okay, I forgive you. And if my mum and dad say yes, then you can keep the pen. I don't really use that colour. I barely even noticed it was gone. Sanya looked down at Layla's drawing and smiled. This drawing is very beautiful, said Sanya, admiring her artwork that Layla had made with her glitter pen. You can keep it, said Layla, smiling at Sanya. I can just make another one now that the pen is mine. Sanya and Layla giggled and went back to their drawing party, sharing all sorts of stationery with everyone. The end.
The moral of this story, dear listeners, is that lying will often lead to more lying, and the truth will eventually come out. Lying can have big consequences. Someone may only lie once, but if people find out that they were lying, most of them will not trust this person anymore. Usually, people do not want to be friends with liars. Stealing is another thing that makes someone untrustworthy. These are not good manners to have, and they will leave a person feeling embarrassed and lonely when other people find out. And those butterflies Layla felt? It was because she knew that she was causing a lot of trouble because of her lying and stealing. And so, dear listeners, learn from Layla and do not lie or steal when you want something that someone has. Instead, ask politely to borrow it, and they might just say yes. Until next time, boys and girls, good night and sleep tight.
Change. Sleep, my little bird, sleep the fire.